Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Ernie. So I did hear back from Rosalind. She's going to work on that for me. I think she'll be able to just. I told her she could even take a picture with her smartphone and just text it to me. It'd be fine. Okay. I just want to see the activity, and the only reason they look at that is just to make sure you haven't taken any loans out between the first and the last of the month, so that we don't overextend the company.
Okay.
Case. I did get some feedback on the letter, and it looks like the letter basically just needs to have all board members authorizing you to go ahead and take the funds out. I don't really know what the other board members are other than Paul and maybe Rosalind, but Rosalind, is she considered a board member or?
Right. Yeah, she is.
Okay. So it's just Paul and Rosalind and
myself. Yeah. I've tried to reach Paul. So that is a document that all of us need to sign or what?
Right. I was hoping that they would just allow you to email me saying that, you know, all parties agree that we're taking $75,000 over, you know, a term, etc. But what they just said, it says all board members are authorizing you, yourself, Ernie, to actually take the funds out on the church.
Okay, so, wait. If I email that to you, you're strained. Here I am. I mean, thousands of miles away. Rosalind is northern part of Texas, and I've tried to reach Paul since you and I talked, because he called me earlier to indicate to me that you were trying to reach me. I had just gotten to the destination here, because all while I've been traveling, I've had phones off because we've been, you know,
up in the air and stuff.
Yeah, up in the air, and I just hadn't even. And then we were driving because I had an hour and a half drive north of Columbus, and we went from the airplane right straight to the car rental and got in it and just started driving, trying to get to the destination. So that's why I've been out of communication. Part of why I told everybody, hey, I'm out of town here, guys.
Right.
I could, if that would suffice, I could send you an email indicating that, do that from my phone, if that would suffice.
I'm just not sure how all other parties would agree unless they just emailed back saying we agree. And Rosalind emails back and Paul emails back. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, okay. If Rosalind indicate to you that we authorize the loan in the amount of $75,000 to be taken from, you know, Cardiff Bank, would that suffice?
That should be suffice, correct. And then I haven't got the go-ahead that an email will be suffice, but in this case, it's really the only option that we have, you know. So, and I know email signatures work. They're binding, legal. It's attached to an IP address, to a computer, to an email address. So, I mean, only that person should have access to their email, correct? So it should be suffice, but if you want to start working on that for me now, I will get some more clarification for you. I'll actually contact, I'll call my underwriter right now, just directly. And
okay, yeah, I've tried to reach him, and I'm standing in the middle of a Walmart right now, trying to, because we got here and tried to get some things taken care of for my son, and trying to still take care of business there that I thought was all done before I left town. So
I thought it was too, to be candid with you. They came back with some surprises for me. So
yeah. Let me again try to reach Paul Andrews so he can send something. Also indicate that Rosalind needs to send something indicating that out to you that a loan in the amount of $75,000 has been authorized, and see if we can't get that out to you yet today.
Okay, excellent. I appreciate that.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.